Merci.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The last report of the group from 2019 highlights the importance of the human element in the use of laws, while also indicating that further efforts are necessary to clarify common views in this area. We are pleased with the elements of your paper, which allow us to move forward in our discussion and to operationalize this aspect as part of the exploration and development of a normative and operational framework. We've laid the foundations for this aspect in Guiding Principle C, which says that control is flexible, context-dependent, and is possible at various times during the life cycle of a weapon system. Now we need to clarify and to operationalize that aspect. We believe that this aspect ought to be further developed now in the light of other elements of your document, especially Section 2, Paragraph D, which lists the limits that should be considered when using a laws. In other words, the human element, human presence, must be differentiated in nature, and limits on the engagement of laws during an attack should be based on differentiated parameters. In addition, I would like to bring up the following issue. Different terms are used to discuss this topic, including human control, human intention, human-machine interaction, human judgment. We believe that this is not what's most important. What is most important is to move forward toward better defining when and where human presence is necessary to guarantee compliance with IHL and take into account ethical considerations. Therefore, we believe that we must focus on the content and substance rather than on the form or the wording of the concept. Mr. Chair, allow me at this point to make a few more detailed comments on the text that you have put before us. I'll begin with paragraph 1. In terms of 1B, we could perhaps specify that what information is necessary and when for human commanders so that they can make decisions about the use of force in accordance with IHL. We should introduce the idea of reasonably available information. In addition, as indicated in previous interventions, we would prefer to simply use the term international law rather than requirements of international law. This paragraph, therefore, would read as follows, and I'll say it in English.
Humans ensure that force is used in accordance with international law based on information on the target, the weapon, and the context in which the weapon is deployed, reasonably available to them at the time an attack is decided.
Now moving on to 1C. We would propose saying designed for and tested in a realistic environment. And 1C still, this was also brought up by the representative of the Russian Federation. We also have some doubts regarding the term judicious. Indeed, the question at hand is whether use of laws is lawful, not judicious. Therefore, we propose changing the sentence as follows.
Ensure that the weapon is deployed in a lawful manner.
Now, as for paragraph 2, at the end of the paragraph, we would suggest adding some language to clarify when human-machine interaction would be the most relevant, most important. So our proposal is
human-machine interaction at the time of use. une interaction.
After all, constant interaction is neither possible nor desirable. In fact, autonomy is useful for militaries precisely because during certain phases less control is needed. The time of use is, however, a very important factor in human-machine interaction. It ought to be appropriate and therefore adequate to guarantee compliance with IHL. Moving on to paragraph 3. In order to better take into account the fact that a weapons system may be updated multiple times throughout its life cycle, we would propose replacing the term use an abort with use an update. And here, I'm still talking about the life cycle of a weapon system. This life cycle should end with decommissioning or liquidation of that system. And lastly, on paragraph 5, we entirely support the concept of context dependence. And we also support the language regarding good practices. We can, in fact, benefit from the work that has been done in the industry, as you propose in the text. The ultimate goal here is compliance with IHL. Thank you, Mr. Chair.